Pretty well.
I don't see you.
Okay, can you see me now?
Do you listen to me?
What?
I don't play. No, it's muted. Your microphone is muted. It's muted.
Oh boy. Well, it says that my microphone's on. You can't hear me at all? You can't hear me?
No sound.
No sound. Call me back.
I don't know why.
Okay, can you hear me?
No sound.
No sound.
I don't know why, it's the settings of the microphone, I think. Or did you change microphone, maybe that's why, or did you change the camera? This is very strange.
Okay,
wow.
Jesus. Microphone. Testing. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay. All right, well, let's get started.
Hey, how it went off that day? That's weird.
There are so many settings on these new computers.
Many settings, Look, Klaus, how have you been?
I've been well. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, look. A new division of the time of practice that will improve, for sure will make your level advance more. No, this is the thing. Total time of practice in two sections, which is day one, technique one. So you have 5 days, day one, day two, day three, day four, and day five. So we will divide, suppose if we have it in half hour, if we have 1 half hour a day, then you can play day one, and then if one day we have more time, than say some people play 1 hour, or sometimes in weekends they have 1 hour or two, and then in regular days they only have half hour like that. So if we have 1 hour, then we'll use the material of day two, and then tomorrow I will continue with material of day three, so that I keep rotating this thing. Here I send you also what it means each day. Like for example, technique one, rhythm one, is for day one. Then for day two we have repertory one, which means playing practicing the piece that we are playing currently, and spontaneous creation, which means creating melodies on 4/4 rhythms. Let's explore one of these with the fingers. For example, for day one, we have major scales. Now, we need to see at what speed are we playing our scales. If we have major scale, then it means we can use this to measure it.
Okay, you sending something?
Yes, not to print, but a video to start playing. I already sent you the order of the stuff.
Okay, so which? So no. Which?
These ones here are the days. I sent you the days and what it means.
Okay. Is there a video in there someplace?
Yes. The video will be here. Let me send you this. For example, this one. This will be for day one. Day one. And now let's try to print.
Okay, there it is.
See if we are there. Two notes per beat. I lost the image of you. I just see one stock I made. I don't know why. I see your guitar resting.
Well, because I'm in front of the computer now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be in front of the camera in just a minute.
Okay, that's cool.
What key are we in? I need to figure out where we are here.
Okay, that's speaking. That's what I said to you there. I said. Here it says, Prelam, you are training for beginners level 1. Major scale fingerings, part 1, fingering 1. So, we're playing the first finger.
So, that's C.
First fingering is C, but therefore there is no F sharp. So play the proper notes. On sixth string is C on 1 3.
You mean here?
That's right. But I want to do it from the open position. Remember what was from the open position?
Yeah.
And make it that. And then go to first fret. Exactly. Okay, play with the video, Bruce, let's check it.
Okay, video. Okay, so, bring the...
Thank you.
Hold it. Where do I see next?
That video, the video I just sent you, at the right side, upper right side, it says next.
Oh, maybe, okay, let's see. Where am I?
In my website, not in YouTube.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube and I need to get back here.
Just click the video that you see on the chat room.
Okay, and there it says next. Okay, now I see it.
And then you click next, and then you will see figure three like that. So those are to be played on day one technique part, namely five. So each one will be 5 minutes, so you can play three, let's say. Three of these. This is on day one, technique one.
Okay, and that's it at 78.
Okay, now we'll play finger number two.
Yes.
78
okay.
Per minute.
So Ruben, let me just play something for you. What I've been working on. I gotta get this back to fingerings. Okay, here's what I'm working up to. Can you hear? Yeah, well, I can't do that yet. But what I did, Ruben, is I took your 78 beats. Once I felt I mastered that, I then sped it up, keeping the pitch the same, and I'm working on 140. This is where I'm trying to do it now.
Okay, let's play 78 beats per minute, two notes per beat.
You say 78, but it's actually 140.
Okay, that's very good. That's such a one note thing, but that we will do it in technique two. In day one, we just do plain scale.
Nice and easy.
Okay. We put day one rhythm in 4/4. What does it mean? Well, I will practice strumming like that.
Okay, and that's this here.
1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4.
That's, this is 96. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So, Ruben, how many guitars do you have?
I have 21, but
and
the
you
school
use them
has
all?
More.
And you keep
I
them
have
all?
21 because I have been playing 25 years, and I buy one a year.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay, and each
one? One a year. In 20 years, I play.
How often you change the strings on your 21 guitars?
Because I have 21, I play. I have to play 1 month. Every month I change, but because I have many. If I play only one in 1 week, will wear off. The basses only.
Yeah, right. The basses. Yeah, the treble strings never go bad, do they?
Never go bad, and that's better actually to have them much more time. It sounds better with time.
Okay, so.
Put this video and then click example 3, and let's play there the strumming.
Okay.
The strumming is same as strumming, but the slower. We will do a slower with the.
Okay, example 3.
Example 3, that's right.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
wasn't paying attention.
So let's say that the repertoire, if we learn, for example, the theme of Rima and Chuti is what? The theme of Rima and Chuti, which is this one here. So we're learning this one. Repertoire. Perdón, sería day two. Repertorio okay. One, for example, Rio Ancho, and then we play the theme, right? This one.
Yeah.
This is the theme. Let's play example okay. Two of that video.
Okay, so example two.
This would be more or less a program, and I am sure it would benefit you if you follow.
One, two, one, two, three, four, one.
Oh, okay. You haven't done that for a while.
Three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three.
Yeah, I won't be able to play along with this. I would have to get my music out and get back into the groove.
For example, or Entre Dos Aguas also. Of course, we are playing now Entre Dos Aguas because this is much simpler, the other one. The Rio Ancho thing is much more simpler. So we get this Entre Dos Aguas thing, and here we have 90 videos. Let's say we play the number two from example one.
Let's say number two from example one. I don't know which one that is.
This is one tonight. And then number two, example one.
Well, I'm okay.
I send you 9 of the pieces we are playing currently.
Okay, so I need to back this up.
Entre Dos Aguas and Rio Ancho, these two things.
Oh, I see. Okay, so okay, I've got 9 links there. Now I want to go to which link? Link number 2.
To the second one, Bruce. Second one, and then example 1.
And then to example 1. Okay,
which
I understand.
Which would be phrase 1 in the Dos Aguas repertoire.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So now this is on the same page, but a different example number?
Exactly. Same video, but example 2.
2.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
play the melody.
Okay, now so interactive, in other words.
Let's do that, yes.
Okay.
Let's try.
Let's see, and I need to start it from the beginning, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
One, two,
it's going to be harder.
Four. System of following this routine thing.
Okay, before we get to that, now when I was playing interactive, was I about on count?
You were playing okay, but I wanted to also record yourself a couple of minutes to see if you are playing it well or not from outside. I want you to become aware of when you are playing it well or when not, and this we have to start building it up, this awareness. Yeah. This is how to practice following that method thing. So I wanted to listen this carefully, and then I will see you next lesson. We will check the other part of the program.
Okay.
Because we will cover one part now, then we will cover days three, four, and five next time.
Okay, so we'll see you in two weeks.
Okay, Bruce, un abrazo.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Good, okay, thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
And I'm sorry for skipping. I don't know, I just lost track of time 2 weeks ago.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Un abrazo.
Okay, bye. Okay. First thing I do is